Hello, and welcome to the Valley Church Pause podcast. These episodes are designed for you to use as part of your weekly spiritual rhythm. The goal is that you would use these episodes to pause, to slow down, and to be with Jesus. With that in mind, if you happen to be listening to this episode on the go, in your car, on a run, or while you're doing something else, I'd like to humbly invite you to put down whatever it is that you're doing, or to wait and listen at a time when you aren't doing anything else. In addition to this, if you're listening to this on the day it's released, it is Good Friday, the day we remember the death of Jesus. This week's episode will be designed around remembering his death through taking communion. So if you don't have the communion elements of bread and wine or grape juice, I invite you to press pause, run to the pantry or to the store, and grab what you need and come back. We'll start off like we normally do with a few minutes of breathing prayer, which is simply becoming mindful of our breathing and our body while we bring our attention to God. So I'd like to invite you to find a quiet place by yourself, sit upright, and begin to pay attention to your breathing. Breathe deep from your diaphragm. Allow your abdomen to rise and fall easily. Don't force it. Don't breathe too quickly. And as your thoughts begin to wander, just calmly bring them back to your breathing. As you inhale, ask God to fill you with His Spirit. And as you exhale, release your worry, your anxiety, your stress, and anything not from God. You can continue this breathing for a few more minutes. This week's scripture meditation will be on one of the suffering servant songs found in Isaiah 52:13 through 53:12. It's a longer section, so I'll read it slow and invite you to follow along in your own Bible. Isaiah 52:13. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any human being, and his form marred beyond human likeness. So he will sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what they were not told, they will see, and what they have not heard, they will understand. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Now we're going to leave a minute or two to be quiet and reflect on the fact that Jesus' body was broken for you and that he shed his blood for you to forgive you of your sin. The goal isn't to relive our sin or guilt, but to allow yourself to become so thankful for Jesus' sacrifice for you. this time, I'd like us to take communion together. So gather the bread and the cup. On the night Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's remember the broken body of Jesus and take the bread. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me." Let's remember the blood of Jesus that brought about the new covenant and take the cup. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we proclaim your death today. We remember, and we thank you for the suffering you endured on our behalf because of your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen. To end our time together, we'd like to sing over you. We encourage you to close your eyes and let these words wash over you. Let them move your heart and stir up your affection for Jesus.
Precious blood has left me forgiven, pure like the whitest of snow, powerful to make sin and shame retreat. This covenant is making me whole.
Sustain you and comfort you through whatever comes next. God bless you.